Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Always good to be joined over the air by my producer, Brendan Thomas. Brendan, how are you doing this evening?
I am doing fantastic. I have some awesome news to start things off.
Okay.
For us today. The San Diego Padres were able to beat the Los Angeles Dodgers Saturday night. Mark this down on your calendar, everybody. October 15th. And they beat them 5-3, winning the series 3-1 for the division series. That means they get to go to the league championships. If they win that, then they get to go to the World Series. And this is one big event for San Diego.
Okay, now I already asked Dave Stahl, who does the program before ours. I'm going to ask you now, too. What do you honestly think their chances are of making it all the way to the World Series?
So here's what I thought first when we got into the playoffs. I thought for sure the Mets were going to sweep the Padres. Easy. I didn't think we had the players to do this or the skills. But no, they actually were able to get to, I think it was game three of that series, which was really, really hard and difficult, but we were able to pull through. Then I realized, oh, then now we got to go through the Dodgers, and that's going to be another hassle because we can't even beat the Dodgers in the regular season. But we persevered, we pulled through, and we won the series 3-1. I'm going to say San Diego Padres still struggle a bit here. I'm going to go, they do Padre things. I'm going to say they lose to the Phillies. But keep in mind, I kept saying, oh, they're going to get swept by the Mets. Oh, they're going to get swept by the Dodgers. And look where they are now. They're in the National League Championships. This is the first time they have been to the National League Championships since 1998. I was 2 years old. I was about to be three, but I was 2 years old when that happened. So that is insane. I couldn't be happier for the team. This was a whole crazy postseason for the Padres. I don't know if you've heard. During that last Mets game, game three, they were checking one of our pitchers, Joe Musgrove, who's from here in San Diego. He actually grew up in El Cajon, and he went to Grossmont High School. So he's playing for his home team here. He had really wet ears during his game, and they checked his ears to see if there was anything on it. And that started the whole Eargate internet meme that happened. And then during the Dodgers game, it was game two, I believe, between the Padres and the Dodgers. A wild goose just randomly landed in Dodger Stadium right there and had to delay the game for so long. And that's why there's a huge San Diego goose.
Goose can be mean creatures.
Oh, absolutely.
Too. We think of Mother Goose rhymes. Real geese, they're mean little suckers.
I know. And we took that over. We said, oh, we're the San Diego goose then. And so we have goose shirts, goose dolls, all that stuff. And then this last game, there was a drone that just came down out of nowhere, delayed the game like 5 to 10 minutes. So I was worried like, uh-oh, if Los Angeles wins, they're going to take over the Los Angeles drones or something like that. But no, we pulled through, and I am very, very happy for the Padres. I really hope they can beat the Phillies. We have a better record than the Phillies.
You hope they can beat the Phillies, but you think
the Phillies are going to win, yeah.
Of course, the good news is if you mess up, you just have good company with Jim Barry.
I guess so.
You two can console each other and be buddies over it.
Did you see Jim's post everywhere? Oh, my gosh. He was so happy for the same.
Put it on Facebook?
Yeah, he put it everywhere.
I haven't seen it.
It's so nice to read those comments and everything. So, again, shout out to the Padres. It's well-deserved. And, again, let's go beat those Phillies, hopefully. We'll see. Some other local sports news I wanted to quickly go over very quickly. The San Diego Way Football Club. This is their women's soccer team that we have. This is their first league in the National Women's Soccer League, and they already made it to the playoffs. They have the third best record, and their first playoff game is actually happening tonight in about 23 minutes. So I know it's kind of dated here. So if you're going to the game, have fun, stay safe out there, and we're really proud of you.
And are these all real women, or are there some men calling themselves women?
No, they're all real women.
Real, honest to goodness, women's sports the way the good Lord intended women's sports to be.
You know what? I was listening to, I think it was Dennis Prager, and he mentioned, I never really thought of it till later, but he was mentioning how transgenders is going into women's sports. This is actually hindering women's rights. I never thought of it that way.
Oh, of course.
I completely blinked on
that.
And
yet most of the feminists have been completely silent about this because they get this politically correct list that they darn well better adhere to.
I know.
But it's one of the greatest assaults on women's rights, not just in being taken out of place at sporting events, but the discomfort. Can you imagine a woman having to undress in front of a man in a locker room?
I know.
Because he says he identifies as a woman?
It's insane. It doesn't need critical thinking to realize, wow, that is actually really hindering
those
hearts.
I seriously question how many people in our country believe in this as opposed to the ones that are just afraid to open their mouths like the emperor's new clothes.
Yes, exactly. So, good luck for the San Diego Wave. Our star player, Alex Morgan, may not play. She was injured. Although, she was at the San Diego Padres game 2 days ago, so I have to question that injury, but she's a San Diego Wave player, so I guess I gotta give her a pass. And then lastly, for one more sports story, San Diego Loyal, which is our men's team, and don't worry, yes, they are strictly men, not the whole, yeah, that whole situation.
It probably doesn't work the other way. Probably yeah. a biological female is
something
not
going
like to do
that.
As well on a male team.
Right,
I'm probably
right.
making some woman angry saying that.
Well, the San Diego Loyal Soccer Club, they're going to be playing their first playoff game next week, actually, and that game's going to start at 5:30. So go Loyals, go Waves, and go Padres. Shout out to everybody there.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.